Latinos make up 15% of Philadelphians, but only 6% of those who have been tested for coronavirus. The availability of testing is just one reason for that. WHYY's Nina Felden reports often they just can't afford to be sick.
Veronica Perez was terrified of getting COVID-19. She's a single mother raising a 5-year-old daughter. Every time she thought about getting sick, just one question ran through her mind. Who would take care of Aurora?
Ella es muy cariñosa, entonces todo el tiempo casi la tengo encima.
Aurora is cuddly and sweet, attached at the hip to her mom. That made it all the harder to stay socially distant when, in May, Perez developed a headache and then a fever. Aurora even made a video about how hard it was to be separate from her mom in quarantine.
Hola, amiguitos. Mi nombre es Aurora y tengo 5 años.
In the video, Aurora is in front of a chalkboard where she's drawn a picture of the globe with a face and a face mask. Hug your mom while you can, she says. Perez wanted to get tested, but she doesn't speak much English. She called around to pharmacies and hospitals and understood enough to know that she needed a doctor's note. But she doesn't have a primary care doctor or insurance. She was told to just stay home instead. She thought, okay, but what happens if I die at home? Perez ended up getting help from Crisol, a Drexel group focused on Latino health. They helped her get a referral so she could set up a test at Penn Medicine. No one there spoke Spanish. She had to use hand signals. By the time her results came back positive, Perez could barely breathe. The slightest movement sent her into a coughing fit. For 4 nights, she went to sleep, afraid she wouldn't wake up. But she never considered going to the hospital. She was afraid of the bill she'd receive, and that if she went in, she wouldn't come out.
O sea, tenía miedo porque decía, si llego al hospital, siento que no voy a salir.
For Latinos who are undocumented, there's an incredible fear of what might happen to them if they seek health services.
That's Ana Martinez Donate, a professor of community health and prevention at Drexel University.
There's fear that immigration authorities may be alerted and it's going to increase hesitation, and sometimes just it's going to lead to avoiding health services at all costs.
Perez recovered at home. She'd been laid off back in March. But many undocumented people feel a lot of pressure to keep working through illness. Bertha Gonzalez works as a liaison for Puentes de Salud, a clinic in South Philly that serves the Latino community. Since July, when the clinic started offering COVID tests, it's been her job to make sure people know they're available. But she says some people don't want to be tested because they're afraid if they come back positive, they'll be fired.
Sí, tuvo miedo porque apenas había entrado a trabajar, tuvo miedo que la boten, que la echen.
Those without documents can't get unemployment compensation, food stamps, and benefits that may help others who lose work. So for them, the shifts they're offered are often their only option for income. Gonzalez says that means a lot of people just work through the symptoms. For them, it's not worth taking a test at all. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.